Trisha left the podcast. Sorry.
Don't fucking put this on me. You're the one that left for 3,000 years.
Welcome back to Grits to Glam.
We are so happy.
I'm so thrilled. Yes. And it has been a long delay, but we're starting season two off with a bang.
Yes.
And I'm really happy I dressed up for the occasion.
Sorry we kind of like ghosted y'all. Didn't really.
We didn't plan on it. We made a holiday schedule, but then we both were just very busy. I had surgery. Patricia was...
I was here, but it was like so... The surgery, it was like so last minute that it was like, yeah, we didn't really have time to plan.
And I just didn't know how like horrible I was going to be feeling in the days following and just like for weeks.
And like his work schedule plus the time change plus... I was gone and then...
And we needed a break as like hardworking young men and women. Like we deserved a little break.
So, right.
I mean, and of course we were sad that to leave y'all hanging without kind of an explanation.
Sorry. But. Yeah, that was kind of wrong of us, but we apologize. We're back better than ever. Nothing really has changed set wise for season two, but you know what? New mindset, 2023.
Exactly.
We're almost coming up on a year of Grits to Glam.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, in March.
With that, I guess we could like do a pre-teaser of our new announcement, which would
Should I go get him?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
So we have really exciting news. Tristan, why don't you just talk to them for a second
while I go grab my outfit today, because I wanted to talk about some things. So these are the, I don't know if you have seen those TikToks that are like the dupe. And all the dupe stuff, the drama. But these are the gorgeous UGG slipper dupes from Target. They were like $20 or $30. Best thing I've ever purchased in my life. I wear them every single day. Got my sweatpants that they probably look really bad on camera. But you know what? You'll be fine. And then this bomber jacket my mom actually made me in high school or college. But it has my initials on it. TW. She didn't make the jacket. She just embroidered that. And then on the back, it has my initials as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, for the brand new Grits to Glam surprise that we have coming your way next week.
Three. Drum roll. Hats.
Woo.
Hats.
I feel like this is an essential part of both of our wardrobes a lot.
And I need to fix the bill.
Yeah. But
they're so comfortable. They're so cute.
And they're so cute. Perfect in time for spring, honestly, or any season.
They're such a good like summer boat hat.
Yes.
Anytime hat.
Can you see like on a boat and like with the water in the background, like, the white of the boat? Like, be so good. I can't pull off a back hat, but like maybe in the future I'll
be able
to. Me either,
but I feel like a guy that can pull off a backwards hat, like this is the perfect one to do backwards hat.
Should I? Well, I just did my hair, so I'm going to take my
hat
off.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've had a hair debacle, but we're so excited. We've actually had these quite a long time, actually, but...
They're gorgeous, and they're going to be available for sale next week.
Yes.
And we're going to do a little giveaway as well on YouTube, so... Comment on this YouTube video. What should we make them comment?
Their favorite thing about Grits to Glam.
Well, let's like make them. We need to make them work a little bit because it's easy to say like how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are.
Their least favorite thing about.
No, that could open up a can of worms as well.
Right.
Maybe a trip that you would be looking forward to taking with your Grits to Glam hat.
Yes.
And why you think you want a Grits to Glam hat.
And why you think you deserve one.
And we're going to be giving away a couple and we'll pick on YouTube and then we'll figure out the details later.
Right.
But
right.
And then for everyone else, the link will be in the bio next week. But we'll put it on Instagram as well. So, woo!
Woo! Well, I don't even know where to begin. Tristan and I literally, you know, I got back last week. He got back last week. Guns blazing, haven't stopped since.
It's been a quick week, and it's been like such so ups and downs because it's like a fucking monsoon outside in
pouring
LA,
down rain,
which never happens. Also, and I was feeling bad because the national championship was this weekend, and so many people were here in town, and it was like southern people. So I was like, I don't want y'all to think it just rains in LA. Like you should be getting like the red carpet treatment.
Yeah,
I mean they're not Auburn fans, but like they're still like from the south, and they can talk shit about LA. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
but the thing is, LA, I think this weekend, though, like Saturday was pretty.
Yeah. Saturday, they got a little bit.
Sunday was good.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking of like yesterday, and then this morning was just like torrentially.
They were saying like people at the stadium were literally walking around slipping and falling because the outside of this, the
dome portion,
like the portion that's not where your seats are, is not enclosed. So that whole area, like walking around concessions, this and that, was soaking wet. Like people that weren't even drunk, like were slipping, falling.
That's
like
a lawsuit, babe.
Yeah, that SoFi Stadium doesn't need any lawsuits. They're trying to pay that.
I know.
Fit the bill off to pay off that billion-dollar stadium. All
I
could think
about when I was seeing those was seeing Taylor Swift in them this year. Sally Dar bought those tickets, so I don't really like, I don't know if I have a spot reserved with her, but I am going in Atlanta. But I just couldn't imagine filling up. Could you imagine that many people?
Can you imagine spending that much money on a ticket that's so far up in the nosebleeds? It's not even like a normal nosebleed. It is like your nose is going to start bleeding.
Yeah, because those seats go far up. But hey, you know what? If you're in the door, I salute you. You know, that was a hard ticket.
A hard ticket to come by.
I was going to say no respect, but I have the utmost respect for you if you got a ticket and were willing to pay that price.
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
Well,
kind of sad.
What else was new? Did we miss anything? You went
skiing. For the past like few weeks, I have actually been so nonstop. It's been insane. It's been great, but like the weekend before I left to go home to go to Dallas to spend with Matt's family.
Your new home.
No, I'm not moving to Dallas. Love Dallas. Woo! Not my cup of tea. Dallas proper, I would say. Sorry. Love. Anyways, I need to shut the fuck up. So the weekend before, we had a party Thursday night, party Friday night, Zane's roast Saturday night, a party right after that Sunday night, this Babylon party Sunday night. Had to get on a plane to go to Dallas Monday morning, hung out with his parents until like late that night. Tuesday night, went out with my cousin. Wednesday night, we had to go out with his friends. Thursday night, we went out with his friends.
So hard.
Friday night, went out with his entire, did this whole reindeer games, which was so much fun. Saturday, flew to Birmingham, which was Christmas Eve. Was there for 4 days, which was really sad. I'll never do that again. I hated only being in Birmingham for four days.
I gotta be home a little bit. 6 weeks for me, it was too long, but.
Then I got back. Well, mind you, I spent the night in the DFW airport. And everyone's like, you can stay at my place. I'm like, obviously, I have so many places to stay at, but I just want to get back to LA, so I'm staying in the airport.
Right. Cannot make any sort of, like, counter moves in risk of losing that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Got first class, which is great.
That's amazing. You got upgraded? Or did you just get
I have, like, really good status with American now.
Well, yeah, I think the wedding's really solidified your status for the future of kind of your life.
So. Yep. So, really good status with American, and there was, like, over 100 people on the standby list, and I was number one, and I got the first class seat.
There's no better feeling than looking at the upgrade list and seeing your name as number one.
Yeah,
I did have a flight coming back to LA, which I didn't really give a fuck how I got back to LA. I was just like gonna get to LA after 6 weeks, and my name was number one on the standby list, and then somehow these little two bitches popped up number one and number two at about 7 a.m. the morning of the flight. And I said, who the fuck are y'all? And then to make matters worse, like I did get upgraded to Comfort Plus. So I'm super thankful about that. However, I did see both young gentlemen get brought from their seats to first class. And I just was, you know, that should have been me. But
that should be me.
I was playing that. I literally played that song.
That should be me. Okay. So, yeah. So I got back and then Sally Dar's bag made it with my flight. Because she got on the flight that I was supposed to get on the night before. My bags didn't make it.
God.
So I come home, I sleep. I have to go back to LAX.
I was so confused why you'd gone back. I thought you were actually going to travel again, but you were just...
I just needed my suitcases. I had my ski suit. I had a pair of ski pants that I ended up putting in my carry-on, but I didn't have a good enough jacket, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have made do, but I'm also like... Honestly, if my bags are here, I want to get them because I know there are thousands of bags there and I'd rather just go ahead and have them. So yeah, I had to go back to the airport, come right back, repack everything, go to bed for about 3 hours, get back on a flight, go to Aspen.
Well, I mean, luckily it all does sound like champagne problems, majority. It all seems like fun and exciting.
It was. So. It was great. That's good. I feel like I'm still not recovered, but whatever.
The only reason I'm scared to go to Aspen, of course, it looks so fun. I want to go into the Vouv little area where they spray the champagne.
No, you don't. It's the most disgusting thing
I've ever known. I know, but I just want to go so bad. But I'm worried about the altitude that it'll just absolutely destroy me. you know.
You just gotta drink a lot of water. Ginger ale.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm gonna try it. I would hope to try it next year.
We stayed in Snowmass and skied Snowmass, which that's where I've been. That's my second time going, and I've stayed in Snowmass both times. And we skied one day in Aspen. That's where the Cloud Nine thing is.
Yeah.
The mountains are not as pretty as the Snowmass mountains, but I loved Aspen.
I don't do skiing. I do more the apres.
Well, you have to. The only way to get up there is you got to ski back down.
I can't do that. Do they have tube opportunities, or maybe like those little, you know, those
when people get hurt, the snowmobiles,
the jet skis? Yes, that jet skis, jet skis but
on
for
snow,
but for snow.
I would pull you down on a sled.
Yeah, I think that would be so nice. That's all I need. Yeah. There's got to be a way for like
those people. Because half of those people up there are so hammered, there's no way they're making it down without getting without hurt or killing themselves. So they have to like have some,
100%. So we'll look into that for when I hopefully am able to come next year.
Yeah, because Murph was actually asking me, one of our friends who went skiing with me, he was like, does Tristan ski? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. But like how you are on the golf course, like, or at Topgolf, so, like, not that I mean, I was surprised. I just never hear you talk about golfing.
Right.
And you were so good at it. And I was like, honestly, he could be one of those that like,
I surprised everyone.
Shredder.
I'm not a shredder. I did not grow up in a skiing family. I did always go to the golf course with my dad and he let me drive the golf cart. So that was nice. But I think maybe with a couple lessons and with like on those, are they the bunny trails?
Bunny
the
slopes.
Ones that are like the easy ones?
Bunny slopes, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just scared. Like, I know you do the pizza situation with your legs, yeah. But I'm afraid I've tripped on or twisted my, like, stretched my ACL one time on snow, and that just really, so I have a bad knee.
I will say, like, learning as an adult seems a lot harder.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, like, my family, I mean, yeah, we're from Alabama, but we grew up going skiing because, like, my mom's family did. And so, I mean, I started skiing when I was, like, I don't know, young, a child. I still have my ski backpack that I got when I first time going skiing that
did
I used.
Did you bring it?
Yeah.
And now you put like alcohol in it instead of putting like,
no,
your
of course,
snacks.
No, of course not. Yeah, absolutely. I had to carry so many freaking White Claws in that backpack. And I was like, please start drinking these because I don't need an extra workout.
Yeah.
But my sister-in-law came with us a few years ago. And that was kind of one of her first time skiings. And she, it's just like, I think the fear of it is like.
I'm going to stick to the snowmobile and the hot tubs and the champagne area. Yeah. But that sounds amazing. I'm glad we're finally back. I was gone and I was literally at home the whole time. I was catching up on all my TV. It gave me a really good time to just like, I realize how fast we go and here. And so I really like, kind of feel like my body needed it for a second.
Yeah, I was jealous. And I also thought I was going to get murdered every night at our house.
It's scary being here alone.
So scary.
And there's a fucking cat or a rabbit or some situation that runs over on the top of the our ceiling. And so it sounds like there's someone here knocking on the door at some
point. Especially if like Rio, our next door neighbor who's in the other side, if she's gone and then I hear footsteps and I'm like, well, she's not home.
Well, you're someone's passing. You're passing away tonight.
So you were not only missed because of you, but also because I
was afraid to pass.
Yes, but go ahead.
I don't even remember. Oh, I was
shows.
Refreshed. I wanted to watch. Okay, I did White Lotus. Gossip Girl season 2 came back, which, by the way, I've talked about Gossip Girl before, but Gossip Girl is not a show that you're like, holy shit, this is so good. It's just like a fun show to watch.
It's like hot people,
hot, rich, like New York, like elite lifestyle that's just fun and unattainable and fun to watch,
right?
So I just want to get that out there because it's such a debate amongst people. They're like, the old Gossip Girl is better. It's not the same. It's like, it's a modern day like very wealthy thing, like families, right, to watch, and it's so fun. So I like that a lot. Sex Life of College Girl season 2, absolutely adore. Renee Rapp's EP, have been loving that.
Are you shocked about the finale of Sex Life of College?
Oh yeah, when they're saying that she, okay, spoiler alert, if you haven't
watched. Spoiler alert, trigger warning, 3, 2, 1, don't listen.
For the next like 30 seconds. Yes, I am, because I feel like, I don't think that she's going to end up transferring. No.
That and also.
Oh, how they made the girlie the villain. You know, when they saw, was it Kimberly? That
Kimberly
was
making out with.
Cam. No, not Cam. Cal. And I didn't like how they're like putting each other.
No, I don't like them together.
Yeah.
Interesting. But it was, I mean, it was so good. I just wish they had longer episodes or more like.
They need more.
More episodes a season. Because especially if it's 30 minutes, 25 minutes, like that's not enough time.
I think that's very doable for them to do. Yeah. And I feel like hopefully I think they already got renewed. So hopefully they'll take that as criticism.
Yes.
Also, wanted to publicly talk about Veep because I love the show Veep. If you like any kind of like Office or Parks and Rec, like quick, witty, funny, sarcastic humor, Veep is one of the best shows. And it's like in Washington, D.C. It's political. It's not like, you know.
The main
like,
character is a girl, right?
Yes, she's the Veep.
Who is it?
I think her name
I know she has dark hair.
I want to say her name is Julie, but I could be wrong.
Like, I feel like I've seen so the billboards are like blue, right?
Yes. We can put, but I could not recommend it enough as a show for you guys to watch.
I actually just watched The Recruit on Netflix with Noah Centineo. So good. You got to watch it.
I haven't seen that.
It's so good. Oh. It's kind of like, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Julia Louis.
That's who it is. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
She's a damn near genius. Love her to absolute death. Yeah. Would never say a bad word about her. White Lotus, obviously, we saw.
Season 2 was much better than season 1. If you haven't watched either, don't feel like you have to watch season 1 to understand season 2.
And also, I feel like another word, you know, talking about Gossip Girl and kind of the vibe that show is, a lot of people were confused about White Lotus and like how it's like slower, but it's supposed to be like a mystery kind of vibe. And
but season 1 was slow.
Yeah, like, but it's just pretty. Like, I really need to tell everyone out there to just like go into shows and go into movies in the sense of the fact that like not everything has to have like a huge message.
And not everything is going to like keep your brain just completely focused at all times. We're all so ADD now that like right. We need to have something that like our attention span is so short.
Yeah.
Just like stop being that way. I don't know.
Yeah. And just like have fun with it. Like, enjoy it and don't like pretty. Yeah. It is.
Like, it's not everything has to be a masterpiece. Not everything has to be an Emmy Award television show. Not everything has to be
right.
Sometimes up to Matt's par. Like,
we're just looking for like fun and
we're escaping from our reality. We want to escape from life to watch these shows. We don't want to live life. 100%,
115%, 120% even.
Hundo P, Tristan. No, literally. I mean, hell yes.
So that was good. Oh, and also, we never got to talk about Alex Earle. Are you on the Alex Earle train?
Oh, yes. I love Alex Earle. I would mean, die for her. Well, I don't have makeup on right now, but I did the white eyeliner turn now.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh my God. I would love to do some more, like some of her trends. I just don't wear makeup. So like, I feel like,
right.
But I feel like I would love, she's in LA right now and I'm itching to run into
she's
her.
She's literally staying, I think, up on Sunset because I saw.
Yes, I know, literally.
This girl's like, what, 21 years old? I'm about to be 28 and I'm like freaking out over this girl, but who cares? No, she's so cool.
She's just like growing. Like the way that she's growing is so fast and it's not even growing like yes numbers, but like.
And it's just so annoying how people always like, I guess the bigger you are, the more people want you to like fail. And it's like everyone collectively loves her. And then there are those few people that are like, well, I saw that she did this and this, this, and this like 5 years ago. I'm like, 5 years ago? What?
Right. And also like the money part of it. Like when people start to see people succeeding and then they want to take them down. It's yeah. like, and I just think like maybe she's a different example because like she, you know, she's out of college and I know her family is wealthy, which like, okay, like she was born into that, whatever. But, you know, I just feel like let good things happen to people yes. who like she's enjoying making them. She's such a sweetheart. There's been not a lot of bad like words said about her from other people.
No.
And like she's being very honest and open and I just love her.
Yeah, like I saw TikTok today. I mean, she broke up with her boyfriend and then next thing you know, people are spotting her and her boyfriend and then she literally just is like, yeah, well, y'all are freaking the FBI and
right.
like, yes, of course, I went to lunch with Tyler. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I love how she just is so like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a normal thing to do. Like, she's not, I don't yeah. know. She just feels
like
so
any girl,
normal.
If they and her and her ex like broke up and like they're in the same city and you broke up on good terms, of course you're going to see them.
Like, imagine being like, friends with her in college. It would be yeah. so much fun. Like, her roommates have got to be having a blast with
yes.
it too. Because they probably also get a lot of the PR that she gets because I know she is getting
she's
PR
probably
from
getting so
every
much.
Single one.
Every single person. Everyone wants Alex Earle. Matt, like, I literally said something to Matt about her and he's like, who? And I was like, huh?
Matt.
But then he got me the green AirPod Maxes for Christmas, even though I asked for blue.
Oh, is that but who he was saying
yes.
had them? Oh my God. Okay, that's sweet.
That was sweet. But I, the reason why I didn't want the blue or the green is because Tristan has them. Like,
right.
And we, I don't know, I don't want him to get mixed up.
Right.
Which is fine, but it's also like now, you know what, you, me, and Alex Earle, I'll have the green.
I love that. And I love her. I adore her. And I really hope we run into her if we can ever get some sort of sunshine. here in LA.
I mean, we could invite her to Knitting Club.
We could invite her to Knitting Club.
Not really sure if we're her vibe. Oh my God,
I think we need to invite her to go out, like, and then be really hungover the next day, because that seems like a fun vibe for her. Yeah. And like a nice dinner, because she does like Miami going out, so we have a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
Which is scary. But yeah, I've really enjoyed her over the break. And I'm trying to think if there's any other people that I was like wowed by.
My name's Topher.
Topher, yes. Patricia's giving such Topher energy.
I've loved Topher since the Sprite thing. I thought everyone knew who Topher
was.
What
Sprite thing?
When he chugged Sprite in the back of his sister and her cousin's car. And he was like, it's the funniest video.
Oh, like the Sprite challenge?
Yes.
Thing? Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, God, you got to watch that. It's funny.
Well, I'm missing Topher horribly. And I'm also missing the young woman who stormed the Capitol with her grandma so bad. We just passed January 6th. It was such a gorgeous day.
Gorgeous.
Hope everyone had a fun time storming the Capitol. Kind of round. Was that round two or round? Yeah, round two.
Round three.
Round three. I mean, yeah, it's a gorgeous day. You know,
gorgeous.
A lot of our friends got an Airbnb in D.C. and
I know. I feel like we put the invite out and I guess people didn't.
Not a lot of people knew. Yeah. I guess it's because we were on break of the podcast and it didn't kind of amplify. Right.
Yeah. I feel like we maybe talked about it more. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It was a really fun time.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. Like, my outfit was really, really good.
I got a custom made little, what are those called?
Helmet.
Davy Crockett hats?
I don't know.
Wait.
Is it like
called? Like an animal head?
Those were the Sally Dar's TikToks were really funny about the insurrection. And it made me want to go storm the Capitol with our friends.
Yeah, these things.
Let me see. Oh, hell yes. What are those called? Like snail?
Coonskin, Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
If that is very inappropriate for me to say, I'm sorry, but that's what it says on Amazon.
Yeah.
Rabbit fur crown.
Well, yeah, naturally.
So, yeah, I got a homemade one.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was great. And I think that's pretty much all. I'd like to publicly thank my parents for kind of dealing with me for the time that I was home. And yeah.
Yeah, but you know, they love that as much as they.
I know, but I think there just comes a time where like there's too much time at home.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, we've already done everything we can with you.
And we love you to damn near death, but like unfortunately,
get the out of our house,
fucking go, and they need to live their life as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you were kind of like ruining their mojo.
I know it, but I think they're coming to Vegas next month. So, and I'm trying to force them to let me go to Adele.
My dad and I were like, oh, we should go, blah, blah, blah.
Y'all should go the same weekend we go. That would be
so tickets are so expensive.
I know. We need to start a GoFundMe. If we can sell enough hats, we can go to Adele.
I really think when Adele comes up to you when you're at her show, you should ask her to, like, I don't know, come perform for your birthday. Well, you'll see her after your birthday.
She needs to perform for my birthday. Like,
just need to become friends with her. I think she would love us.
And I know she lives over here. I'd just love to have like imagine our fireplace lit and we have like our nearest and dearest friends here. We have like something like nice on the TV and we're just all having wine and listening to the song I Drink Wine with Adele right here. I just feel
I remember when like I first played that with you and then you and I played that. We were having a pregame over here, I guess, right when the song came out. And Tristan, you were back in your room either like resting to go out or something.
Recovering.
I played that song like 4 or 5 times. No one really noticed because they were all kind of hammered, which was great. But you texted me being like, oh my God, this song.
Please turn it up.
Please turn. I'm like, I don't know. It's so good. It's just like the girl song. Like,
yeah, I'm obsessed. I love her. So if we, for just $1 a day of support, or if you purchase a Grits Glam hat, we will give you the best footage from the Adele concert in Las Vegas that we possibly could.
Absolutely.
But yeah, for speaking of my birthday, I started planning, and last night really was like we started solidifying. I knew I wanted to do a murder mystery party because I loved like what was that one movie with like Knives Out kind of vibes. Like,
yeah,
loved that. Also watched that, and I love like my favorite genre is whodunit, like because it's comedy. You know, a little bit of suspicion and excitement. So I love that. So I found one online. And if you're one of my friends listening, maybe just like skip through a couple seconds.
Yeah.
But like that lives in LA, that would be coming to the party. But it's a Gatsby themed, and I ordered so much shit on Amazon. We're going to have it at Alicia Marie's house because she is the sweetest and is offering up her home to let us host the thing there. We're going to transform it into like a speakeasy, and everyone will be assigned characters. I'll link the, when we do the party, I'll link the set after on my Instagram. And because you can buy it all online and it has all the files that you need, the character info, the names, and everyone's going to have to get outfits based on that. So I'm hoping to send out invites tomorrow, and then that way it'll give people about a week to get all their shit together.
You know, it'd be so much fun, like speakeasy vibes, if we got like, I know we have like one of those old phones in the closet, but I don't think it works.
Yeah.
But if we could get one that works, and the way to get in is you call on that.
Yes. We need that. Maybe that can be your little project. Okay. If you want to try to figure that out.
Okay.
We could use walkie talkies as well. We definitely want to have a code of something. So
like a Morse code.
Morse code, and then also like verbal code as well.
Okay.
But I have a red carpet that's coming.
I can't wait to see all the stuff you got on
me. I have you know, this little tinsel, like gold and black, champagne tower. So like with the glasses, oh my God, it's going to be a dream. And I'm going to be, his name's not Gatsby in the, like in the book, but it's similar to that. So,
like in the murder mystery.
Yeah. But it's basically okay. Gatsby, and I'm renting a tux, and it's going to be gorgeous.
So I need to get a really good flapper dress. Is that what you're trying to
say? Yeah. You need to get really good one. There's a either engaged couple or married couple in the, thing, which I was thinking about giving to you, Matt, but it's kind of, the description is really like, it's funny, but it's like, I don't want y'all to think that I'm like targeting y'all, but it is the married one in the group. So I'll give you more details. I'll tell you what it is. I need to just find it.
Okay. Speaking of, Matt and I are trying to plan an engagement party at the moment, and Lord have mercy.
That's in February, right?
Yeah, end of February. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm just not going to say anything mean. Never mind. I'll just stop talking about that. Okay, explain.
Wait, before this. Okay. Okay, so this is Juana Debist, society dame, snooty, thinks she's superior to all. And then Gimlet, Debist, society gent, womanizer, afraid of his wife.
Honestly?
So I feel like that'd be a really fun character for you guys to play.
Yeah,
you would be Juana Debist, and then he'd be Gimlet Debist. So it's kind of cute.
Okay,
Juana and Gimlet, or you can call him Gimme. So
Gimme.
Yeah, I'll let you look through the character list to see if you want any first dibs. I already gave Sarah.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I just realized we did go to a Gatsby party a few months ago, and now I'm like, what did I even wear to that?
We did such last minute costumes.
Yeah, I wore like a long dress,
which
is my grandmother's nightgown.
We apparently got in trouble for talking about to her. I got in trouble. Did I tell you about when?
No.
Yeah, I got called out for like some, just like talking about the party on the podcast. And I was like, they were like, why do we talk about the party on the podcast? And I was like, well, I mean, we have a podcast and we live in LA. So like, we're going to talk about what happened during the weekend and all of that and everything like such as. So sue me, okay?
Sue me if you don't want to tell us any. If you don't want things getting out, then don't tell us things.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us things. I mean, you can still invite us because we'd like to go. But like,
but if you're going to tell us like information.
Yeah, and if there's going to be like things that happen there, like I would just like,
honestly, you should decide. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Did you make sure to subscribe and smash that thumbs up button and like give us a like and a comment?
I'm sorry that your fans are so crazy that they found the snippet of the clip and they put it all over Snapchat. Not our fault. Thanks.
But yeah, that was so, it'll be interesting. But I'm hoping we have so much fun. It's going to be a good night. And then
I'm so excited.
We could pregame and then go somewhere. But honestly, I think it'd be just fun to stay there all night.
I think so too. I feel like sometimes when you like plan things for after, it just never really adds up to like what you were already doing.
Right. And I was going to invite, because the party, here's what I'm struggling with. The party is like, I have from 4 to 30 people, but I wanted it to be around 20 people to like make it more, a little more intimate. And like I was going to invite just like some people for that and then invite everyone else for the later situation. But like, I don't even want to commit to a later situation, because what if we're just having fun in our little Gatsby era and like we don't really want to go anywhere, or we do go somewhere and it's so late and then people are like, where are you?
Right.
So
don't stress about that.
Still some thinking that we need to do.
Yeah. It's going to be a little cutthroat invite list. Sorry, everybody.
Literally, sorry. I do love you so much. But, like, babe, the game needs...
I'm just happy I'm making the list.
Right. The game needs less people. So like, there might even be out of the people there. Like, some people might have to be, like, the game master, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I could do and just dressed as Gatsby, but we'll
no,
see.
No, it's your birthday. You're picking out.
So I'm really
also
excited.
Tristan and I went and saw Megan on Saturday.
Oh my
great
God.
Movie.
How did we not talk about that yet?
Great movie. You all have to go see it. It is
so, it's really, really so good. And
I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you can't explain it.
At first I thought it was like a horror film because of all the things that, which I mean, I guess it kind of is like
it's a thriller, I would say.
Thriller, yeah. But like, out of all the promos they were doing, they were really good, but it just seemed like more scary than
right.
like anything else. But like,
it was. I mean, yeah, I jumped. I'm a very jumpy person. And I like.
Oh my God. Patricia was like literally having
a I was jumping
a
in previews. But I don't know. I've always been that way. But I laughed. Like, it was so freaking funny. Like, some of this, like, go see it. And honestly, go see it in theaters because you want to see it with like a lot of people because like, I feel like everyone's reaction.
Yeah.
Is good too. I don't know.
Because, and also it kind of gives you cues of like, especially when you're watching movies with other people. It like gives you cues of like what you should be looking out
yes.
for and like the way you should be reacting to some things, because I feel like if you just saw it alone with like
I, wait, is that funny? Is
yeah,
that scary?
Is that supposed to be funny or like, but
is that sweet?
Majority of it you'll realize like is like satire and like funny and
dark comedy,
dark humor. Yeah.
No, very good. Highly recommend. We went and saw it Saturday morning, me, Matt, and Tristan.
It was great. It was a great little just morning vibe.
Yes, 100%. Now, I have something I need to address. So, yes, I am engaged to a man named Matthew King, and we do not live together. And all of you people are trying to give me shit that we don't live together. Well, let me just tell you. Yes, I grew up in a Southern home. Morals, my parents would never really allow it. But also, I'm a 27-year-old woman, and I could make my own decision if I wanted to. And I've made my own decision, and I don't want to live with Matt until we're getting married. Sorry. Like, doesn't make us any less of a couple just because you live together with someone or not. There's that. And there's also, I'm going to live with him for the rest of my life. Why do I want to go ahead and rush that? I love living with Tristan. And there's nothing, like, you get married. There's nothing to look forward to after, if you're already living together, what are you going to look forward to? Like, you're married? No, I think it's fun to get to move in together and have that exciting moment.
Yeah.
So, stop saying that we don't have there's no reason we should have been engaged, because
I know
it really irks me.
I think it's so
it doesn't irk me. It's just like, what? Why do people think you have to live together?
I know. It's so weird in different areas where people are like, if you don't live together, you shouldn't be getting engaged. But some people believe like if you like you shouldn't live together until
right.
you like I'm in the middle of like each and like everything. Like, I feel like if you want to, you can. If you don't, like, it is really fun to like start a new chapter.
Yes.
Like, it's in every movie, like when you like see the for sale sign and then they put the sold sign on
yeah.
it at the end, like after they get married. It's so exciting.
And like, the thing is, it's like Matt and I stay together enough to know what it's like to live with each other. Like, we're fine, trust me, don't speculate on that anymore. We're fine, we know how to live together with each other. Like,
where are we gonna film Grits to Gleos? Is Matt just gonna be doing chores in the background walking around?
Well, your bedroom will be an office, so we can do that.
Oh my God, maybe a little
studio.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
Oh yeah. So, also, Tristan and I guess we've never even had a formal conversation about this.
Yeah.
Like, who, like, if me and Matt are gonna live? Blah, blah, blah. One of my friends went up to him Friday night. What did he say?
Which a lot of people have been asking me this recently, and I'm just like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed it, but he just walked up to me, and like Patricia was right there too, and was like, So like, who's getting kicked out of the house like when Matt and Patricia get married? And I was like, I mean, I assume Patricia has been like here for much longer, and I'm
going
only
on
in need
5 years,
like, one bedroom, and you love this house so much, and I do too, obviously, but I'll still have it in my life.
Exactly. Like, if we leave this place, Tristan's the first one I'm calling
yeah.
to move in.
And I'm gonna ask them if I can demo those bedrooms and make it a one bedroom. That would be really epic.
You should just buy the whole place and then...
Girl, I mean, if I had a fucking penny to my name, I would buy it, but...
Yeah, I should have bought it. I mean, just kidding. I don't have that money, but... And all the girls think that they'd...
Beben's partner.
They'd...
Beben's partner.
And you're so... Sorry, guys.
Who did the... I was so happy with Claudia Ashray's video of that. Did you see it with her and Ben? It was really cute. And it was at like a basketball game, and it was really
fun. I did see that. Yeah, yes, and that's like was so reminiscent.
It was a really good one.
I'm loving her TikTok. That's or like the sound that she did about talking shit, and she's like, "No, I'm not giving that up. Talking shit too much."
No, I mean that's an important part of life. Yeah. I think. And especially with New Year's resolutions, like you shouldn't be giving up everything. Like you should do everything in moderation.
Right. That's what I think about. Like, okay, I've been going to Pilates. I've started that, like, I don't know, probably really heavily in July. And I've always like, I book like very last minute the class, and I've never had an issue with it until this week. Every class is booked. I'm like, good for y'all. But like, come on now. I'm just like, now I've got to like not be last minute. So I have to go to the 7 o'clock tonight because I have to do the class tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday because my, I don't want to waste a class because I have a like a class pack or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I started, so I'm an Equinox member, and I know they had a little heat with their billboards that like, we don't do January. And like they're anti, like they don't accept new members on the first, which I was like, okay, that's fucking weird. And also like, I'm sure they, but like at the end of the day, like they accepted me as a member whenever. And I mean, at the end of the day, I think they just want money. Like they just want, I mean.
Because did you have to sign like a year contract?
Yeah, I had to sign a year contract. So even if I wanted to boycott Equinox, like I can't. Like, and honestly, I think it's stupid.
I didn't realize you have to,
No, it's so, and then after that, it goes like month to month. But I've been on a roll with the gym lately.
You have been.
And I found, with the Equinox app, this is not sponsored. I fucking wish it was. Wish they would pay us for me to go to the gym. But they have like little classes on it, like for their treadmills and for their bikes and everything like that. So I did a running. My goal for this year is to be able to like run more. Like I want to actually not be able to like, I don't want to just like, you know, speed walk. Like, I want to be able to like run a mile.
Yeah.
And like probably.
You're literally going to reach that way quicker than you even realize. And then you're going to be like, okay, now I want to run 3 miles.
I hope so. I'm so excited. It was, but that class, it's fun because it does like short intervals of like, yesterday I did like over 2 miles within like a longer period of time.
Right, but you don't even realize it because you have, that's so, congrats.
I know. So I can't wait to, that's my goal for like the year.
And I think that's a good goal. I feel like a lot of people, I mean, I understand with Equinox saying, but like, come on now. People do want to come in January. Like that is
right.
The goal.
January 1. I mean, it's such an equal, like a good place for people to like start. So it is kind of annoying that they don't let people, but I do get
like
it.
You're losing money. You're still gonna, you're forcing them to sign a year-long contract, so even if they don't come post January, you're still getting money from them,
a fuck
like,
ton of money because they have signed a fucking
year-long
membership.
Contract. Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, I need to take advantage of all the things they have to offer.
Yeah,
and I want to learn how to cook more, like because I've been cooking like different kinds of stuff recently, so I want to know how, like learn how to like, and my whole explore page on Instagram right now is like recipes.
Yeah, he just showed me like 3
Nashville hot chicken fingers with like instead of like panko breadcrumbs and stuff, they do cornflakes, which are like low in like calories and something.
So it gives you the same crisp without being pink. Yeah.
Crisp, and then an air fryer, and it's all good. So that's like details on my chef journey to follow. But that and like being able to run, I think, are my goals.
Mine is to get a stable job.
You have quits to glam. That's pretty, well, I mean, not stable recently, but.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, it's not like we're getting paid.
What are you in the market for? What do you want to do? Should we put it out into the world so that way we can kind of like.
Yeah, if anybody has any jobs in LA, like I will take it, except for being a personal assistant. We'll never do that ever again. I don't even care if they pay me $1 million. I will not do it. I will not become a slave to people that are awful. Anyways, I don't know. I think some sort of like event planning or doing something with interior design or even going back to my major, which was fashion merchandising, and do something with styling.
I think styling could be really fun. Yeah. I mean, I think all those things would be fun, but I think styling like for people's like red carpet events,
right,
like would be really fun.
And it's like, yeah, like sometimes my fashion's not up to par, but it's like if I had the money, and even you don't have to have money to have good style, but if you had like the means to like pull all these different pieces together to make a really cool outfit, yeah, I would do that.
Well, I don't even think it's like, it doesn't even matter, like some people won't like your style, but like you like your style.
Yeah.
And then the people who want to hire you like your style, so like they're wanting your style rather than, you know, that's why you've hired a certain stylist. So like it's,
I think I just need something that's like not a desk job, but is like, I don't know. I sound so terrible. I sound like I don't want to work. Well, I do want to work. I swear to God,
seems
I want to work.
Like
I need
no
money.
No one wants to work these days.
But it's like I want to do something that's back to the whole, you know, not being able to sit there and watch a full show. I'm becoming that person, but I can't sit at an office all day. I have to.
You can
to
become
be
a contractor and build us a set for Gritz William. That could be kind of cute. I mean, it won't
the
pay.
Thing is, Tristan, if you really said that, I probably would try, and then it would like.
Well, you're good at like taking on projects.
Yeah, I'm great at taking on projects. I don't know about, I mean, I do finish them, but like,
yeah. Well, you get inspired through like when you're starting it, and then you kind of go in different routes and like, well, I think we should probably do this instead. Right.
Like, thank God. So I tried to fix one of our dining room table. I think I've talked about it, but thank God I found a table on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. So I was able to get rid of that one.
That was a savior.
Because like I would have.
Well, if anyone in the LA area needs or has a job for Patricia, she's very open.
Open to anything.
We'll advertise even for you on Grits to Glam. Like, we'll kind of let you have a little ad spot.
Or if there's somebody that really wants to, like, I don't know, sign Grits to Glam and, like, maybe make this something full-time, like.
Yeah, we could make it, like, full-time and, like, really go at it.
Really go at it. We'd love that, too. Yeah, so something like that. I don't know. I think I've realized that I really do have a good taste in interior design, like, the more and more people say that. But it's like you get nervous. You're like, well, I did it for my house. I don't know how the hell I would do it for somebody else's.
And if you're going to like it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I love pulling pieces together. I love being on Facebook Marketplaces and that. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, if anybody has jobs.
Well, I'm wishing you luck ever in 2023.
I will start tomorrow.
That's perfect. Yeah. And tomorrow being, well, when this goes out, Thursday or any time in that, except for like the engagement party. And then you have like a couple weddings, but like you can.
Right. Those are on weekends.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. We'll start Thursday.
I think the last thing, oh dear God, the last thing, we have like 3 minutes left before our thing goes off, but would be the Coachella and Stagecoach lineup. First of all, need to say I've never been so disappointed in a Coachella lineup.
I think too, like, these artists are great. I think last year the lineup was just like so top tier.
Yeah.
That it was gonna be hard to.
You couldn't even figure out like if you had to miss someone. Like you're like, shit, I can't. Like, and we
it
have to be there
every
on time.
Freaking artist that everyone loved. And I mean, these people are, I don't know. I literally opened and I was like, who the hell are half of these people?
I mean,
obviously, I knew the top, like the three, like headliners, but like, yeah. I don't listen to their stuff.
Neither. Yeah. Like, I know a couple of their songs, like on the things, and of course, I know these people have like big fandoms, so I don't want to offend you guys.
Right. Like, it's nothing against that. It's just like,
it's just not very like. I don't know.
But then on top of that, it's like the even like sub headliners. What are those like? The
yeah, there were a lot of people I didn't know.
I didn't know, and or that, like that's people that were like for. You know, had one hit wonders, and I'm like, wait, did these people have more songs?
Yeah. So I'm really not. I don't think I'll be going this year unless it's like we get a really nice house and someone would sponsor us in it.
Right.
But I don't think it's worth.
But it's
it.
Like not worth spending the money for that. Yeah, no. I completely agree.
And then Stagecoach, I'm really happy about. I actually just finished booking up my flights, and I talked to Alicia and TK this morning, so I need to fill you in as well while we're here, that we're going to go ahead and start looking for homes, mm-hmm. and I'm only going to be able to be there from Thursday, Friday.
Well, I'm going to be there the entire time because I had to miss it last year, and I'm still bitter about it.
Yeah, you need to really soak it in because Stagecoach is one of the best experiences ever, and the house. Because, like, along with the lineups, like, you don't have to get there so early. There's not as many acts performing. And, like, it's just so much more chill and really inviting.
I'm much more inclined to spending money on Stagecoach.
Yeah, and it's cheaper. And it's a lot more fun. The houses are cheaper, too.
But it is funny. I have to go to Stagecoach because I won VIP to Stagecoach tickets when I worked for the LA Kings. Couldn't go because it was my friend's wedding. Very sad. Then last year I was supposed to go with a brand too. I was gonna get a lot, yeah. And Matt's parents came in town, so we couldn't go. So this year I'm going, and I don't really care if there's anything else.
You're
happening.
Canceling everything else.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna be there for until Saturday, and then I have to jet away to go to Taylor Swift.
And that's fine.
And because I can't, you know, of course I was heartbroken when I looked and I did see that they were the same weekend, but I can't give up Taylor Swift.
Gosh,
the seats
no.
that we have. It's like row, it's on the floor, like row 7, like right beside
in the center,
the stage.
Yeah.
Yes, in the center. There's not a chance in hell that I can give that up. So I just booked my flight to Atlanta, and then I'm going to go home for all my doctor's appointments, and then I'm going to come on back. But
well,
it's going to
good.
Be Palm Springs to Atlanta, Atlanta to Montgomery, Montgomery to Atlanta, Atlanta to LA in the matter of a couple days
wow.
after doing Taylor Swift and Stagecoach. So. We gonna go ahead and pray for me, but I'm really excited. I'm happy you'll be here this year.
Me too. Yeah, I'm like, I think the weddings that I have in April are not that 30th. Well, ones the weekend before and the ones the first weekend, I think.
You're gonna have to go ahead and cancel those, babe.
Yeah. Well, we're so happy we're back, and I hope y'all are happy we're back as well. We will be back to regular scheduled programming here over at the Grits to Glam headquarters. Make sure you look out. Make sure you comment on our YouTube video to try to win a free hat. We will pick, you know, a few people.
Yes. Reminder, here it is. Oh, and on my head now. Forgot.
Yeah. And they're really, like, easy to, like, you know, fix the bill however you want. Great hats. Highly recommend buying one.
We can't wait. We have a lot of fun stuff. Let us know who you guys want as, like, a future guest for the pod. I know we had, like, a lot of people on season one. But, you know, we want to start season two with some guests as well. So let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be Alex Earl, but we can, a boy and a girl can dream.
We can dream, exactly.
Maybe we'll shock you guys and ask her to come over. But yeah, we will catch y'all next week, and we'll be back with the hats next week too. So stay tuned.
Bye guys. We love you.
Love you bitches. It's the Grits. It's the Glam. It's the Grits. And who you know. It's the Grits, and who you know the glam, mama.